Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
Real talk. Real talk.
Talk Radio Show.
It's Wednesday, hump day. How do you do, people? It's TM Hyman Radio Live. It's Madam CeeLo Boston. And our topic tonight is about homelessness. We're going to drill down on issues that's seriously impacting Americans at a dramatic rate. Now, the face of those who may be homeless has changed over the past decade. With a struggling economy and an unexpected natural disasters, many have found themselves, if not homeless, but close to it. There are people who work every day that are homeless. So, you know, that's what we're going to talk about this evening. This is at the top of the show. Thank you for joining, and we'll jump into this homelessness issue when we come back on the other side of this.
I might be too strung out on compliments, overdosed on confidence, started not to give a fuck and stop fearing the consequence, drinking every night because we drink to my accomplishments, made it way too long, I'm floating in and out of consciousness, and they saying I'm back, I'd agree with that, I just take my time with all this shit, I still believe in that, I had someone tell me I fell off, ooh I needed that, and they wanna see me pick back up, well where'd I leave it at, I know I exaggerated things, now I got it like that, tuck my napkin in my shirt, cause I'm just mobbing like that. You know good and well that you don't want a problem like that. You gon' make someone around me catch a body like that. No, don't do it. Please don't do it. Cause one of us goes in and we all go through it. And Drizzy got the money, so Drizzy gon' pay it. Those my brothers, I ain't even gotta say it. That's just something they know. They know, they know, they know. They know, they know, they know. They know. On the rise, fuck them other guys. I even gave them a chance to decide. Now it's something they know. They know, they know, they know. Yeah, I be yelling out money over everything, money on my mind. Then she wanna ask when it got so empty. Tell her I apologize, happened over time. She says they miss the old Drake, girl, don't tempt me. If they don't get it, they'll be over you. That new shit that you got is overdue. You better do what you're supposed to do. I'm like, why I gotta be all that? But still I can't deny the fact that it's true. Listen to you expressing all them feelings. Soap opera rappers, all these niggas sound like all my children. And that's who you thinking is about to come and make a killing. I guess it really is just me, myself, and all my millions. You know that they ain't even got it like that. You gon' hype me up and make me catch a body like that. Cause I live for this, it isn't just a hobby like that. When they get my shit and play it, I ain't even gotta say it. They know.
They know, they know, they know. They know, they know, they know. They know, they know, they know.
Yeah, they know, yeah. That the real is on the rise. Fuck them other guys. I even gave them a chance to decide. Now it's something they know.
They know, they know, they know.
Y'all ain't ready for this.
Went from out again serving it by the telly to venues in Manchester, just swerving with Balotelli. The fuck you trying to tell me? Bothers me when you gotta play therapist. That shit's embarrassing to even bring up these niggas, make the comparison. They just gotta forgive me. This watch is a 150. Still ain't got the time for a bitch to be acting iffy. Running through the city with niggas, I give a kidney. Selling under 150. You niggas gotta be kidding. Is this even still a discussion? Don't you ever wake up disgusted? Every million I gain an enemy or a cousin, and people's feelings have changed ever since I became something. Girls are becoming ladies, and my friends are having babies, and babies are dropping dead in my city. This shit's crazy, and I don't know if speaking on it helps. This shit's on my mind, I just keep it to myself, you know?
Can't you talk to
Wednesday, CeeLo Boston live out of Charlotte, and coming to you live out of Tampa tonight. Your hip hop informer, that dude TMI. And hey, tonight we're talking about the new face of homelessness. Hey, the face of those that are homeless has changed, my friends, over the past decade, if not longer. But y'all know that there are people that work every day, people that work alongside you, perhaps, every day. Yet still have no place to go home that they call home. That's our topic tonight. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Homelessness. Man, I mean, it's no longer a choice that people are just making. At one point, people said, you know, people are homeless because they want to be homeless. Well, right. I think that's the case for a lot of people. But I think circumstances and happenstances has called in 2012 many more people, or I think many more is wrong, more people to be homeless. And the reality is most of us are about a paycheck or two away from being homeless ourselves. This is not an answer forum. We don't have the answer. We are simply trying to increase awareness tonight. I posted something first thing this morning. Because homelessness is just kind of on my heart right now because it's the holiday season. You know, you see people, and believe it or not, I do not see as many people on the corners here in Florida as I did prior to the holidays. So I think the weather is changing a little bit here in Florida, so people aren't outside, you know, begging the way they're normally begging. But, folks, I encourage you, I implore you to give this holiday season. Don't just, you know, I know you get tired of seeing the same people on the same corner, you know, but give something. Because guess what? If it was you, you'd want some help. Homelessness, or the new face of homelessness tonight, is our topic. Now, a lot of people say there are shelters. You know, why are homeless people on the street? Why don't they go to a shelter? We got some information we're going to share tonight that you probably have never thought of, the struggles that a homeless person has to deal with even in the shelter. Things that I personally didn't think about prior to doing a little research for the show tonight. One, there's not enough shelters for the number of people that are homeless.
Right.
First and foremost. But we're going to get into some of the things that go down in the homeless shelter that you really don't want to be a part of. You're already, you know, kind of low in spirit. You don't want to enter in these places and have your stuff stolen and, you know, in some instances people are being, you know, sodomized and raped. You know, people are traveling with their children in these places that are not secure. We're talking about homelessness and what we can do. We do not have the answer. I don't. CeeLo doesn't. You don't. But what we can do is we can approach homelessness differently. How we see people, we can be less judgmental, you know, and more sensitive, more empathetic. And so to have empathy, you need to walk in somebody's shoes. But I would guarantee you, you know, many of us do not want to, if we don't have to, walk in the shoes of a homeless person. CeeLo, ever been homeless? I have not.
Well,
to the glory,
well,
to the glory of God.
Homeless, yeah. But,
and so let's,
you know, younger.
Let's qualify what homeless means. So let me help you, just in case you're confused. If you, in fact, do not, I'm not just talking about people that sleep outside, roughly,
right,
in the outdoors. If you, in fact, do not have a door that you have the ability to put a key in and turn and open, you are, in fact, homeless.
Homeless, right, right. If you don't have a place that has, yeah, exactly, you're homeless. Yes, I have been homeless before. Now, I'll say that two separate time frames of life. Now, the earlier part, I had nothing in the world to do with. The latter part, I had a lot to do with. It was my choice. So,
and when
I
you
mean,
say it was your choice to be homeless, what does that mean?
I sold my house, and I had a plan, but I sold my house and I stayed with like a cousin for 6 months or whatever. And then after that I stayed with a friend for 6 months. And then I ended up, I moved to Charlotte, stayed with somebody for like 4 months, and then I got my own place again.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I didn't shoot. Did I want it to go that way? No. That's not how I had planned it to go. However, that's the way it ended up, you know, that was the way it ended up being. So I would, have to wait for somebody to come home. Or if, you know, I was on somebody else's time. I had to live under somebody else's rules or not be there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that, yeah. So everybody that's, just like, you know, you hear a lot of women talking about taking care of men, right? Those men are homeless.
No, I don't hear a lot of women talking about taking care of men. Where they at? I need some help.
I know that's right. No, I don't. Yeah, see, I don't know. You don't, you know, yes, you are a man, but you got to have a level of griminess, you know, to be able to do that, to be grown and be nothing
allow a
wrong
woman
with
to take care of you.
And allow a woman to take care of you. You know what I'm saying? Like, if something's wrong with you, hey, I'm not judging by any means, but at the same time, I mean,
yeah,
the whole point of the men is for the household.
Yeah, exactly.
But what if a whole family goes, let me ask you this, because this is something I wondered, and I'm glad that we had this topic tonight, because I was just speaking of being homeless by myself, but then there are people who have families, you know, like the mom, the dad, and children, or even, you know, one child, but they don't have anywhere to call home. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
I do.
A child growing up that way, that, you know, that gauges them for the rest of their life.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? So it'll either put them in the mindset of never not trusting people, not having a sense of their own, more so to, you know.
But you know what, though? I think in some instances, though, it comes down to communication. Because even those families that have found themselves on tough times, you know, the fact is they're still a family. I think the most important thing is to keep everybody together. You know, no one needs to be separated. If we're going to rough this thing out, we're going to rough it out alone. We're going to rough it out together. I think one or two things can happen. You know, yes, I think the impact on the child, it could be psychologically damning. But I also think that if you're communicating in the midst, if you keep God first, and if you stay positive, you know, as a family, and you continue to work hard, you know, what it also shows children is, you know what, we were down on our luck. My mom and dad, they never gave up, and I want to work hard so I never find myself in a situation with my children. Folks, tonight we're talking about the face, the new face of homelessness. There are people that work every day. There are people that work with you that you don't even know. They're taking showers in the bathroom at work. Mm-hmm. They're sleeping in their car. You want to know why they have all of that stuff in their car. It's not just because they keep a junky car.
Right.
Can't you see they're spending a lot of time in there?
Wow, right.
they may, in fact, be homeless, my friends. I need you to be a little bit more sensitive and observant. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. A resource that we want to throw out right now. And we're going to talk about some of the things that go down in shelters. But regardless, a shelter is a safe place when it is 50, you know, 40, 25, you know, zero, below 0 degrees outside. So if you need somewhere to go, you need a resource, or take this resource to share with somebody else, not just shelters, but shelters, halfway houses, places, low-income places, places where people can go to get off the streets. It's www.shelterlistings.org. www.shelterlistings.org. We're going to keep this conversation going. A new face, homelessness, tonight inside Hump Day Wednesday, TN Holler Radio Live. We'll be back.
Look at what they did to me. They burned me, they turned me into an animal. They flipped, son, they burned me to the first degree. Me, son, they hurt me. I looked out for the motherfuckers, they burned me. I was good, now I'm bad, see, they done turned me into a monster. I can't believe they burned me. I showed them love, they showed me hate, they burned me. Now I'm heartless, your pain don't concern me. I got so many enemies, so many memories, so many flashbacks, we used to be friends. Sugar turning shit, people just change. They keep pushing a nigga to the hammer, go bang. You violate our will, let that motherfucker rain. Feels like money came and more money came, and niggas start foaming out their mouth, growing fangs now. When did I become the savior of the hood? Look, homie, you don't know me, I wouldn't save you if I could. I sacrifice the suckers and they change me. I'm angry, they selfish, all they want is what they want, so they blame me.
Wow.
Like it's all my fault, they ain't caked up. You a grown-ass man, damn, when you gon' wake up? Turn 7 to 14, 14 to 28, I'm older 62. Nigga, get up your weight, learn how to duck the jig, stack the paper, then you straight. I try to help a nigga eat, man, it's hard out on the street, cause I'm kinda think I'm weak. They see the way I grind, and they like the way I shine, they want paper like mine. Man, they be on some shit, when they tryna hit a lick, man, a motherfucker flip. You think they won't trip, cause you helped them from the rip, they ain't loyal to shit. She called the cops on me. I don't love her like I used to. Try to fix what was wrong. Guess it hurts cause I'm gone. My son, he loved me, but she trying to poison his mind. Acting like everything that got ain't come from my grind. I say a prayer for her like, God, please change your heart. All this hatred at one time is tearing me apart. Man, I ain't looking for trouble, I'm looking for blessings. But ever since the money came, me, I've been stressing. Got my ass kicked for being kind, I can't trust nobody. The closer they get to me, the more they take from me. Man, I'm giving all I got to give, I'm trying to live. They look at me, their eyes got dollar signs. They want the kids, they give it all up. Fall apart, break down, I ain't got much left. What they want, take now. My life, I got so much more to offer. I'ma make them watch me be number one till I'm done. I try to help a nigga eat, man, it's hard out on the street, cause I'm trying to think I'm weak.
They burn me.
They see the way I grind, and they like the way I stand. They want paper like mine.
They burn me.
Man, they be on some shit when they trying to hit a lick. Man, a motherfucker flip.
They burn me.
You think they won't trip, cause you helped them from the rip. They ain't loyal to shit.
They bringing me all the way down.
Trying to be a soldier, I'm just doing what I'm supposed to. Looking at your photographs, just make me feel closer. I need to stop tripping, I'ma hold my composure. Cleaning up the house, decorating the scenery, expressing my love and how much she really means to me. It's right here in my arms, is where she needs to be. But she never picked up the phone just to speak with me. She's a sellout, she just left the receipt with me. Let me chill, I really think I need to breathe. But how could a woman have so much power? Shorty got me shivering, I'm feeling like a coward. So I quickly run into the shower, till I got a text from her saying she was coming in an hour. I cut the shower off, raced to the front door. Her presence is everything I would hope for. An hour passed, I couldn't understand why she walked in holding hands with another man. I'm losing my balance.
The new face of homelessness. How many homeless people do you know? I'm thinking you just don't know you know homeless folk. I had an employee once, you know, Square Biz. I knew something was wrong because I saw a ton of stuff in his car. I was like, man, you moving? Yeah, I'm moving. I'm moving. He and his wife had actually been going through a divorce, and she had put him out of the house. And so for him to say that I'm moving sounded practical, sounded believable, but I kept seeing that car with the same stuff day over day, week over week. Came into work one day, one of my supervisors came to me and said, I think we have a problem. You know, this particular employee is here before anybody is here in the morning. You know, the first time they had given him feedback, telling him he can't be in the building, he had gotten caught again in the building. And what the man was trying to do was the man was simply trying to clean himself up, wash up, freshen up before work, before anybody came to work to even know that he was using our facility to clean up. Folks, I'm here to tell you, most of us are a paycheck or two away from being homeless. Fix your face and fix your attitude as it relates to how we approach homelessness. I'm going to say less than 5% choose to be homeless. I can't think of anybody in their right mind. Right mind is the phrase that wants to be homeless. I believe circumstances and happenstance force people into situations. And unfortunately, when you've been beat down by life for so long, some people learn to just embrace whatever cards that are dealt. You know, that's my perspective on homelessness. Give this holiday season. We're not here to preach. We're just trying to increase the awareness on a problem that may touch home sooner than you think.
Right.
Madam CeeLo.
Yes, I was stuck on mute. So, you know, I didn't disappear. And I agree with you. There are a lot of people that, you know, live in their cars. And, you know, so if you notice somebody who has like I actually had like this one, it was a piece of fabric that I used to have like cover, I think it was like a table or whatever, or, you know, you could just pretty much do anything with it, cover anything with it. And I had that, you know, draped over my things in the back of the car. But, you know, my windows were tinted, so you could not really tell what it was, but you knew it was something big back there. But it was covering my thing. So it's like people, it's a pride thing, you know.
Absolutely.
And then I was going to come back when we came back. I was going to share some information that I had gotten actually from the National Homeless Coalition.
Sure enough.
And it stated that there are two trends that are largely responsible for the rise in homelessness over the past 20 to 25 years. And so one being a growing shortage of affordable rental housing and simulations that increase the poverty level. And then they have persons living in poverty are at most risk of becoming homeless, and demographic groups who are more likely to experience poverty are also more likely to experience homelessness. So, and they state that a person is considered homeless who lacks a fixed, regular, and adequate nighttime residence, and has a primary nighttime residence that's either, you know, supervised or temporary living accommodations. So I could, you know, again, going back to the pride issue, a lot of people don't want to reach out for help. And the thing that I've noticed is it seems like when people need help the most is when they are more to themselves,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Which is something we've got to stop doing. The one thing you said earlier was pride. Yeah, you said pride. You said pride. And see, so my thing is this. When you are in a rut, and I know humanistically, when you are in a rut, you are somewhat depressed, non-communicative, and you really don't even want to deal with people, you know. But I'm going to tell you, close mouths, don't be fed. And, you know, you have not because you ask not. I know pride is a huge thing, you know. And homeless people, I've met some mean homeless people, and I've met some very humble, gracious homeless people.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I say this, treat people the way you want to be treated. Everybody that's homeless, I mean, and I believe this as well, there's a small percent of people who are getting over. You know, our mindset is, you know, I don't know what you're going to do with my dollar. You know, you might go get some liquor with my dollar.
Right.
Well, guess what?
Don't think about it.
As cold as it is, that liquor might warm them up. Leave that between him and God, her and God, not you. You just give. You know, what they choose to do with it, guess what? Your conscience is free. You did the right thing. A resource for anyone that is, you know, in an emergency situation, if you're homeless, if you need a day shelter, if you need transitional housing, you know, low-income, you know, homeless resources, www.shelterlistings.com. This list of housing resources deals with, again, homeless shelters, supportive housing, housing for low-income, halfway houses. Again, mentioned transitional houses, day shelters, www.shelterlistings.com. Shelterlistings.org. www.shelterlistings.org. That's listings with an S. Over 4,000 resources. Every state in the country, from Alabama to Wyoming, okay? It is specific to your area, 4,000 resources available across the country. Earlier we talked about issues at shelters. And so some of the things that you want to be mindful of, the number one fear of people who are actually living in or going to shelters is the fear of contracting parasites from the homeless shelters. Now, we don't even think about that, but think about how we even are concerned about bed bugs in hotels, in some of our most expensive hotels, 5-star, 4-star hotels that they found bed bugs. So can you imagine?
Right.
And I'm not trying to scare you. It's just the reality. Why some people don't like shelters, parasites is potentially an issue.
And you can't control them because they're different people in there every day, you know. you don't get. And what's crazy, people don't realize that, like, when these people are going into these shelters, standing in line, waiting for a bed, they just get that bed for the night. It's not like they mm-hmm. sign up and they get the room for the week or, you know, for X amount of days. No. You have to show up at a certain time, be in line at a certain time, and maybe get a bed.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and Absolutely. Then the thing is that when that line stops, when those beds are full, they don't come out nicely and tell them, oh, you know, here's another program or somebody else is going to come pick you up. No, it's, I'm sorry, the beds are full.
Right, right. Another reason why people don't really use shelters, again, contrary to popular belief, many homeless people have jobs. And
right.
because the check-in hours for the shelter are rigid, and they are, I mean, very rigid. You have to follow the rules.
Yeah.
And the process for waiting in line and checking in usually takes hours because it's the first come, first serve. Most working homeless people can't use them because the hours are incompatible with their work schedule. Again, contrary to popular beliefs, a lot of homeless people work. Another reason why shelters don't line up for some people who are homeless, it's because the danger of rape or assault in or near the homeless shelters. You know, a lot of people prey on people who are down on their luck. And unfortunately, it's a rude reality, but rape and assault are real things that people are fearful of, excuse me, and it keeps them away. Another one, fear of contracting a disease from the homeless shelter. I mean, disease spread easily in homeless shelters. You know, one reason it's hard to fall asleep in a homeless shelter is because of the endless coughing. Can you imagine, like, tuberculosis, you know, and all of those common diseases amongst, you know, homeless people who are outside all day? I mean, they're carrying the flu, which can be a dangerous disease to contract. You know, we're talking about the new face of homelessness tonight. And again, we don't have answers. We are simply trying to turn up the awareness this holiday season. You know, give. You know, open your hand. Put yourself in the shoes of that person who is standing in the cold. You know, standing in the cold asking for money. It's not because they want to. I don't believe that.
Right.
I don't believe that.
Right, because you also have to keep it in something that a lot of people don't know either is that some shelters charge money and also have strict, you know, ID requirements. So you have to pay to get IDs. You have to pay sometimes to stay in the shelter. You have to eat. You have to get products, you know, to bathe with. You know, I mean, that's why a lot of people tend to, they steal. Because of people not wanting to give them money or looking down at them. Bless you. And, I mean, you know, I wanted to share also some more information. Info at nationalhomeless.org is a good location to start as well. If you know anybody who is homeless or is about to become homeless, it's a good source of information as well.
Repeat that again. Repeat that site one more time.
Info, I-N-F-O, at nationalhomeless.org. And
right.
There,
yeah,
right. You can send them a email if you need, you know, emergency assistance. Or, like, if you know anybody, you know, who needs assistance, it's a good source of help. They have directories and listings for, you know, maybe assistance programs that are near you. And then they can also help you apply for transitional housing and so forth. But, you know, they do suggest that you have a current and up-to-date ID. You know, you don't need to have a driver's license, identification card, which you can go get from, you know, your local DMV, Department of Motor Vehicles. It's always good to have your ID. A lot of people who are homeless, they can't keep up with these things. You don't even think about, a lot of people, you know, have so much that they don't even think about what if they didn't have it, you know.
Right.
And a lot of
right.
those people who are in that position, who've never not been without, can't fathom not having somewhere to live or sleep or, you know, sit down to have a meal. That, you know, when you see that person standing at the exit on the interstate, I mean, you know,
yeah.
a lot of times.
Then you got to also think about the handicap homeless.
Oh,
Think about the gay and bisexual homeless.
Right.
What is happening? What happens to those people? They're taken advantage of because they're in a lose-lose situation, and
right.
it puts people, you know, in a situation where they have power over them. We're going to talk about ways that you can actually help people who are homeless and a few more reasons why they're hesitant to go into the shelters. It's 942 in New York City. It's 642 in San Diego, California.
Trigger, but try and get up every
we'll be back.
Day after day and work for a living. Let's see him try that. Then we'll see who's the real tough guy. The working man is a tough guy.
Party people say, party people say,
this morning thinking about the old me, when I was feeling like Miller Lite and O.E. But now I ride on subconscious, I'm getting bread while I talk to my accomplishments. Only one like I have a problem with is myself. That's probably why my only competition is myself. From today to tomorrow, the doctor just rock to the same drum. The past, so I ain't forgot where I came from. I got the club rocking, I got the girl jockeying, me and Phil still in the we going the distance. Don't you party people, come on.
Church floor break, get better or push the dough on the liquor store, see where it gets you. For me, I got to be on top. I said, me, I got to be on top. I got the street on lock. I'm an automatic pilot. Ain't nobody stopping me. Growing up in poverty, ain't feel my heart, but lost me. Ride out on high. I jump to get them off of me. I'm a leader. Look to see the natural born boss of me. They're from LA, I'm from the bottom. Soon as I spot them, I get the drop and I got them. I cop my beef and they got them. It's dinner time when the nine come out. The cook with the chain, off with the brain, move brain, open the brain. Said I get rich or die trying. I did it, good luck, sucker trying to stop my shine. Nothing matters but the music. Music, my first love. We paper chasing, I'm always coming in first, cuz I'm built for it. See, I'm better under pressure. I react like a maniac when I'm coming to get you. I got to win. And watching, Dre watching, my son watching. That losing ain't an option. I'm sharp, I'm on point. Dead from my ballpoint. Pulling out my pain. I'm back on my A game. I'm focused. For me, this is just another victory. Accepted. I'm stronger than the ops now, mentally.
How do people say? How do people say?
Still today, right now, my friends, it's cold in New York. And there are people
that are in tents. There are people that do not have houses, people who do not have the comfort of their own four walls anymore. And it was unknown to them that it was going to happen, you know. We've got to take a different approach to supporting those who don't have. You know, the divide between the haves and the have-nots are becoming wider and wider here in America. You know, the answer is do what you can do. You know, give, support, you know, help, you know, extend a hand instead of, you know, retracting a hand every
right.
time you see somebody asking for something. Because you know what the notion is? The notion should be, hey, that could be me. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. A few minutes left in the show. We were talking about all of the reasons why people, you know, stray away from shelters. I personally think that the process is evasive, and it's just flat out disrespectful. And I think that even though someone is homeless, they don't have, they should never have to surrender their dignity for a hand up.
Right.
They should never have to surrender their dignity for a bed to sleep in. And we shouldn't put them in that situation. You know, another, you know, a couple reasons that keep people from actually going to the shelters. Again, I mentioned, you know, lack of handicap resources, you know, drug addictions. You know, yes, some people avoid homeless shelters because of drug addiction, their
right.
own, as well as people who have addictions in the shelter. You know,
mm-hmm.
Since many homeless shelters have signs insisting that they are drug-free zones, some drug users will avoid them. I don't want to be where the drugs aren't.
Right, because
it's funny, but it's real.
Well, no, it was funny the way you said it, though. But the thing is, people don't look at the fact that, you know, people who are on drugs that heavy who don't want to stay in these shelters, the thing is that if they're not high, they have to face the reality. And
mm-hmm.
they can't, not everybody can face the reality of homelessness. And, you know, I don't care where you came from, I'll say you'll probably be more devastated if you came from, you know, never having to worry about, you know, where you were going to sleep or whatever. But if you came from nothing, you're not as devastated. You know what I'm saying? But for someone to always be, think about these.
Let's clarify that statement. So when you
what?
Say if you came from nothing, you're not as devastated. So what you're saying is if you're used to having to rough it, it's not a big deal to have to continue to rough it.
I'm not going to say it's not a big deal. I'm saying it's not as you already know how to survive.
Yeah,
as
you're used to roughing it. Hey, oh,
right.
Exactly.
I'm not, you know, downing or whatever. I'm just saying that you already know how to survive. So that's
right.
why I'm saying it's not that of a I'm not going to say it's not dramatic. That was for a lack of better words. But, I just almost confused myself.
I understood what you were saying.
Yeah,
it's
the simple fact because people who grow up being what's deemed disadvantaged, you know, whose parents or parent, you know, was barely able to feed them, when they're growing up like that, you know, you learn how to survive. But
right.
if you don't grow up like that, if it happens
difficult.
To you
it's
in your
difficult.
Teen life, in you know teenage years or your
right.
early 20s, it's devastating because you never learned how to survive in the first place because you were never in that situation.
What we can do to try to help homeless people in the last few minutes of this show, folks, is we have to change our attitudes about homeless. You know, spread empathy towards homeless people, you know, then action to follow, you know, starting with yourself, you know, change the way society thinks about homeless people in general. You know, society has characterized homeless people as lazy and crazy and violent and addicted criminals. You know, know, who choose homelessness. I do not believe that. The truth is, you know, homeless people are just people. People who have had some, you know, some things overtake them beyond their ability, whether that ability is mentally, you know, emotionally, financially, physically. They just couldn't cope with whatever it is that they actually, you know, came up against. So we can help, you know, by changing our attitudes. You know, we can become friends with homeless people. You know, I believe that there are a lot of brilliant people walking around all stankin' filthy, but guess what? Their brains are the same. They were professors at universities. They were bankers. They were lawyers. They were doctors. And now they're right. homeless. You know, guess what?
Right.
You know, you help them, they may be able to help you.
Exactly.
You know, give to the homeless. Give to the homeless. Give money. Give necessities. Give time, knowledge, labor, friendship, and simply acknowledge the homeless. You know, those are three things that we can do to help change the new face of homelessness. So, Silo.
No, I was going to – we got 2 minutes left in the show, and then we have a caller online, and he always checks in with us, Mr. Cooper out of Washington, D.C. How do you do, sir?
Hey, I'm doing good. I'm enjoying this conversation tonight. I'm liking that you all are, you know, doing a little social outreach, thinking of others.
Hey, man. Hey, Coop. Well, no, we can add bullet number 4. We need to push for change right there in Washington, D.C. You know, right. We need some policy changes. We need some research on laws and ordinances, you know, to help it a little, make it a little easier for homeless people, starting right there in Washington, D.C., where I'm sure people are freezing tonight on the streets of Washington, D.C.
Hey, because a lot of people think of homeless people, and all they think about, you know, some crazy person running on the street. They're not thinking about the people that are out there with whole families living in cars.
They're not even thinking that person that they think is crazy, how long that person has been homeless, and that homelessness drove them crazy. You know, I mean, you're really looking at reality. You're looking at people's reality. Who could face it, really? Seriously, I think about if you woke up the next morning and you weren't in your bed, you weren't able to sleep in, you know, your bed.
You made a good point, CeeLo, when you talked about people who are used to struggling and become homeless. It's not as traumatic of a shift mentally. But think about the haves. Think about the haves, those that came from, you know, upper echelon places and now find themselves homeless. I could see how that could cause somebody to really lose their mind. Folks, we are pretty much out of time tonight. Check us back Friday, 9 p.m. inside the Cypher. Hey, Coop, we appreciate you, man, but get your lawmakers up there to change some policies for our homeless friends.
We have to make a change in our communities, period, people. Check out the National Homeless nationalhomelessness.org. Till next time, whatever you do, do it well, and always be a blessing.
Good night, everybody.
Peace.
One more time. I want it to be perfect.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live.